You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to my friend Frank Teggy, who is a Senior Vice President of Investments with Wells Fargo here in Lansing and also an Army veteran. You were with a sergeant in the 25th Infantry Division, a Vietnam veteran. Good evening, Frank. How are you?
Fine, Cheryl. How are you?
Good. I wanted to talk with you. I know about your history with the military and just kind of get a reaction and a perspective, your thoughts after hearing the news about the death of Osama bin Laden last evening.
Well, I think with all of us, it was kind of a relief after 10 years that we finally put that scumbag to rest. But unfortunately, I think that it could lead to a lot more as time goes by, certainly with a lot of conspiracy theorists who will undoubtedly question whether it was really bin Laden and so on and so forth. But I think that the president and certainly the administration, the military, would not have come out with the statement that they did unless it was absolutely certain.
Well, and I would agree with you there. I wonder also, someone who has a military background as you do, you know that justice doesn't always come on the time frame that we like it to, and it takes a long time sometimes to put these kinds of missions together.
Well, that's very true. It does. And obviously, from what I was able to gather, this has been in the mill now for over a month that the Navy SEALs were doing a lot of training with respect to this particular locale that they found bin Laden in, and began that back well over a month ago. And obviously our mission was not to capture him alive, it was to kill him. And we did a very good job, I think.
It clearly seems to be that way. I was flying in the airport coming from Charleston, South Carolina this morning. A lot of military in the area, and I have to tell you, I had chills as I walked through and saw different military personnel being saluted and applauded. That has to do your heart good as well.
It really does, and particularly after the experiences that we had in Vietnam, it's kind of a relief.
And
a pleasant feeling that the people are respecting the military once again.
Well, yeah, and because you weren't given that upon return.
No, we weren't exactly heralded as heroes or anything else, and I think that stuck in a lot of guys' craws when they got home. The fact that we just had to more or less assimilate ourselves into society and ignore the fact that we'd served over there.
Well, Frank, I thought of you today when I saw, I'm perusing Facebook as I do, and saw you there, and I thought, I need to talk to this gentleman. I can't thank you enough for your perspective this evening and the perspective, and it's a proud day to be an American, as all of them are.
It really is.
Thank you.
And it's a great day to be appreciative of our military.
Without question, and we appreciate you, Frank. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Frank Teggy, Senior Vice President of Investments with Wells Fargo and military veteran. We will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.